Welcome to episode 43 of ChrisCast. My name is Chris Abraham, and this is a Chris is now an indoor cat and not an outdoor cat. And it's basically, it's a podcast episode you could pass, but I'll talk to you soon. It's about me instead of the world. You and me against the world. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's episode 43 of season 1, ChrisCast. And today was the turning corner, the corner turned of Chris being an outdoor cat to Chris being an indoor cat. It is currently 38 degrees, and it's no more fun for me to be out basking on the built-in wooden benches at Penrose Square Piazza. And so I am going to take it indoors, which means if I don't implement my treadmill desk into my workday, I will be even more sedentary. Just because I slow row for an hour every evening doesn't mean I get to sit down for the remaining 23 hours and 15 minutes. So while I'm currently working from a bench on the floor, I will need to sort of get it going. And what that means is, for those of you who don't know, I live and sleep and everything in an efficiency apartment that is basically more gym than apartment. There is a indoor rower from Concept 2, an old, super old Model C. There is a Lifespan treadmill desk, DT-5. There is a Kaiser M3 spin bike, old one. There are any number of cast iron kettlebells. I even have, right now I have 3, soon to be 5, workout benches. I have I have a TRX. I have a dip machine. I have a ski erg. I have a sandbag. And I have a floor mat. I have a Bosu ball, and I have a Swiss ball, or Swedish ball, or whatever. Swiss ball, because otherwise it'd be a Swedish meatball. I think that's, and a pull-up bar. So with all those things, I pretty much live in a gym instead of an apartment. So as I transition to being an indoor cat, I have to implement those into my workday because I won't be tramping outside. So I need to remind myself that, and I have a reminder that's going to come up in 1 minute that you might hear. Let's see what it says. It'll happen at any moment. Anyway, until she tells me what I'm supposed to be doing at 9 a.m., that's it. When it gets into the 30s, Chris becomes an indoor cat. I go out, of course. I walk about, but, you know, it takes a little bit of dressing up. I can't just go out in a t-shirt and shorts and a pair of I didn't wear any flip-flops this summer, but pair of athletic shoes. Let's see what she says. Is she going to say anything? Wow, no, she isn't. Anyway, usually at the hour upon the hour, she'll be like, use bands, which are the elastic bands, or erg, or spin, or swing, or something like that. So I need to remind myself going forward. I think at 10 o'clock, I will spend 10 or 15 minutes swinging the kettlebell, and I'll get through my email until then. Maybe I can get an hour on the spin bike today. Maybe I can get some of my work done on the treadmill desk. I have an HP all-in-one sitting there waiting for me to use it. And there you have it. Let's come back and talk a little bit more after the break. Hi, I'm back. This apartment was supposed to only be my office. I had a two-bedroom, and then I moved in with my girlfriend a few years ago, and I kept the apartment. I found an apartment in the same building that has this beautiful overlook of the Army-Navy Country Club, which is right outside my window on the 8th floor. And I got this little efficiency, this little studio apartment for my office. That's why it's set up like a gym with a giant treadmill desk. There was a very expensive and beautiful bespoke couch in here. But the couch finally got crushed under my weight. And I had it removed by two burly men for $100. And replaced it with not a bed, but to take it. Okay, so last time I was at a gym called Nine Round, the coach there said that getting up and down off the floor was the most important thing that a man who's getting older and heavier needs to do. That's why the Turkish get-up is such an important exercise. You know, as you get older, it's more and more challenging. And you need to do it less and less, unless you're a parent, getting up and down off the floor, from like lying on the floor to being completely upright in a stand. Most people, as they get older, end up sitting down on couches and chairs and really don't need to play the I need to get up off of here game. So instead of buying a bed for my little efficiency, I bought a legit Japanese tatami mat, but by tatami mat I don't mean the woven mat underneath a futon. I mean a futon, but I don't mean the kind of futon that you got in college. I don't mean like blocks of foam wrapped in cheap stretchy cloth. I mean the kind of Japanese mat that needs to be hung out to air out and is made of 100% cotton bunting. Is that the word? Alexa, what is cotton bunting?
Here's something I found on the web. According to reference.com, other fabrics used in baby bunting are cotton fabrics or any soft fabric that can provide both warmth and comfort.
Alexa, what is a Japanese futon made of?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Dangarden.com, traditionally, a Japanese futon is laid out on a tatami mat made of straw instead of housed in a frame.
Hey, Google, what are the materials
that's
that...
That's not a name I can respond to.
Here is some information for what are the types
of
materials...
Hey, Google, stop. Alexa, What materials is a traditional Japanese futon made of?
Here's something I found on the web. According to dinggarden.com,
Alexa,
traditionally.
stop. Hey Google, what material is a traditional Japanese futon made of?
Cotton. On the website thesleepjudge.com, they say, Shiki futons are almost always exclusively made of cotton, both in its cover and fill. The casing is usually a zippered cover made of woven cotton or cotton duck weave.
That's what I sleep on. And man, did it take me a while to get used to it. I was unhappy for months. And now I've adapted and I sleep like a baby on this cotton, enclosed in cotton thing on the floor, which means potential dating life is really the only person I'd be able to date is a 19-year-old girl. Because she's the only person that would remotely put up with this. So I guess if I met the woman of my dreams, I would need to move into a hotel. That said, I think it's very cool. And one of these days, I will do a video exploration of the crazy space I live in. Aside from it, there being a ski erg, a treadmill desk, a spin bike, a rower, and all kinds of other of those things. The kitchen, I'm really blessed because the kitchen is a gas stove, and so the entire kitchen area, and if you imagine a if you imagine an efficiency kitchen, you know it's sort of a third of the apartment. And the good news about it is that it's perfect. There's a tabletop I can chop on. I have a cutting boards. I have any number of cast iron, stainless steel, and carbon steel cookery. What is it? Dutch ovens and pans and so forth. So that's pretty cool. So cooking is easy. Sleeping is on the floor. Infinite amount of workout things to do. Lots and lots of workout benches because without having a couch, I needed something besides the floor to just sit on. Because despite what I thought, standing up at a treadmill desk all day long is really hard on my joints, and so I need to mix it up. So, and what else? That's it, I think. And once a week, my apartment's perfect because once a week I have a cleaning service come in here and undo all the 8-year-old boy, all the 6-year-old boy that my room becomes. And Mark tells me that I've got a little pet mouse, but I want the little pet mouse to be gone, so I will set up traps today. On that note, I guess we'll see whether or not you like these intimate portals into my bachelorhood, into my 50-year-old life, me and my collection of various and sundry gym quality equipment. Remind me in 52 minutes that I have to swing kettlebells, and I hope you're well. We'll come back for the closing decline. Bye-bye. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Chris Cast, episode 43, season 1, home edition. You can reach me at Chris Abraham on Twitter, at Chris Abraham on Instagram, at Chris Abraham on YouTube, LinkedIn.com/in/Chris Abraham. You can reach me at chrisabraham.com. That's my HQ. You can reach me at anchor.fm/chrisabraham. And if you want to pay me something, you can reach me at anchor.fm/chrisabraham/support. You can email me at chris@abraham.su. You can text me or call me at +1 202 352 5051. However, my phone is always on quiet, always on silence, and I only pick up the call if I notice it and if I recognize your name and if I want to talk to you at that moment. Usually you're going to go through my Google Voice and your voicemail will be transcribed and emailed to me. What else? I'm at Chris at No Agenda Social. If you want a date to have a call with me, I'm at calendly.com/chrisabraham/15. And I would love it if you would comment, review, subscribe, rate, share this podcast with whomever. And make sure that if you, whatever platform you're on, please do whatever kind of review, comment, and rate that you can, because I'm sure, considering the algorithms, the algos, it will be very useful. All right? Thank you very much. Ciao for now. Auf Wiedersehen. Guten Tag. À demain. À bientôt. À tout à l'heure. À tout à l'heure. Anyway, bye.